The Case of the Man Who Died Laughing, a Vishpuri Mystery by Tarquin Hall, narrated by Sam Dastor.
Chapter 1. Ensconced on the back seat of his ambassador, with the windows rolled up and the air conditioning working full blast, Vishpuri kept a wary eye on the crack in the car's windscreen. It had started off as a chink, the work of a loose stone shot from the wheels of a speeding truck on Mathura Road that afternoon. But despite the sticky tape fixed to the glass like a bandage, the fissure was beginning to spread. Delhi's infernal heat pressed down on the windscreen, trying to exploit its weakness, determined to conquer the defiant pocket of cool air within. The detective imagined what it must feel like to be a deep-sea explorer, listening to your tiny craft creaking under thousands of tons of pressure. That Monday, in early June, the top temperature in the capital had been 44 Celsius, or 111 Fahrenheit, so hot the tarmac on the roads had grown pliable and sticky, like licorice. So hot that even now, an hour after darkness had fallen, the air felt like fire in the lungs. Nothing dampened the frenetic spirit of Delhi's rush hour, however. Everywhere Puri looked, thousands upon thousands of people were making their way through the heat, the roar of the traffic, and the belching fumes illuminated in the headlights. Labourers, servants, and students crowded into non-air-conditioned buses. Bicyclists in sweat-soaked shirts strained against their pedals. Families of three, four, even five rode on scooters, mothers sitting side-saddle, infants in their laps, and older children sandwiched in between. And everywhere, commerce flourished.